Hi there, welcome to Claim the Stage, a podcast about public speaking and speaking up. If you struggle with saying what you want to say on stage, on camera, or in conversation, you're in the right place. I'm Angela Lucier, your host. I'm also an author, professional speaker, and CEO and founder of the Speaker Sisterhood, a network of public speaking clubs for women. If you want to practice the tips you learn on this podcast, you can check out a Speaker Sisterhood club as a guest for free. Learn more at speakersisterhood.com. Hey, welcome back to Claim the Stage. Let's see. I made a pretty big decision today to take a break from the podcast for the summer. I know a lot of podcasts do seasons, and they put out a limited number of episodes every year, and then other shows will do week to week or every other week or even a couple episodes every week. And I've played around with every version so far. And as we come up on our 6-year anniversary on the podcast, I've decided that I want to take a little break and take the summer off from podcasting and then come back to it in the fall. It has been an incredibly busy few months. I'm exhausted. I'm trying really hard to just like get back into the swing of things, and I'm having a really hard time doing that. And I think in the past I would have like mentally beat myself up for that, and I would have pushed through it, and I would have pretended I was fine and just acted like this whole move and everything was not a big deal, but it actually was a significant and huge deal. And it's more than a move. I moved out of the house that I owned with my ex-husband, who was my husband and then was no longer my husband, and where my son was born. And there was a lot that happened in 9 years that I lived in my previous residence. And now I'm moving, you know, I've moved into another place. It's a brand new beginning. It's a place to kind of reassess things and figure out, you know, what I'm doing. And I kind of feel like I just need some space, and I'm trying to create as much space as I can everywhere just to like think and, I don't know, rest. I know it feels so weird to say that. Like, I'm going to rest. I'm a type A who needs rest. I feel like I'm at a support group right now. Like, hi, I'm Angela and I need rest. I don't know. Part of me feels like I'm being really self-indulgent and I'm being a quitter and I'm not following through on my commitment and I'm not being a good business owner by taking the summer off from the podcast. I know I've done this before and I'm doing it again. And then there's another part of me that's like, who is putting all of these judgments on you besides you? I'm not really sure. I don't know. Maybe you are. Perhaps you're sitting there going, who does she think she is taking a break? You don't get to just take a break. I'm pretty sure no one's saying that though. And every time I talk to my friends about slowing down or taking a step back from something or just like pausing something or not doing it at all, they're like, good for you. Good job. Nice job taking a break. I'm like, yeah. So hopefully you're sitting in your car or chopping carrots, listening to this, thinking like, yeah, good for her for taking a break. And I just want to extend the permission slip to you. If you feel like you need to take a break, or you just need to like say no to something or pause something for right now, if you can do it, do it. It's so empowering and scary, but also if it's necessary, you should do it. Because you know what? No one else is going to give you permission to do it. Like, no one's going to show up at my door and be like, hi, I'm here from the Permission Society and I'm looking for Angela. I just wanted to give you permission to pause on the podcast for the summer. There you go. Good luck. Like, that's never happened. I'm pretty sure it's never going to happen. So I have to be the one who says, let's just take a break. And when I decided that I was going to take a break, I felt so much lighter and I felt like this is the right thing to do. So why am I talking you through my whole decision-making process? Because I know that a lot of women struggle with, you know, not doing everything, not being superhuman, not trying to prove themselves every second of every day, not running themselves into the ground. And I just want you to know it's okay if you want to do less. And in fact, I recommend it because there's other things in life that you can do for yourself. In fact, I went to the library last week in my new town, and I noticed they have a whole shelf of puzzles. And during the pandemic, I got into puzzles. I think I mentioned before, I only do like 250 to 300 piece puzzles because I don't have like 3 years to do a puzzle. I'm trying to get in with the puzzle and get out with the puzzle. So the puzzle experience lasts like an hour and a half. It's nice. You just like get a coffee and do a puzzle and then you're done. And then you move on with your life. But that hour of time just is a chance to just sit and just stare at colors and put colors together. And I love puzzles that are of, you know, delicious and beautiful things. So a puzzle that I think I've done 10 times now is all different color popsicles. And I have another one of all different color donuts. And it's just nice to stare at those things for an hour. And that's an hour I'm taking back. I'm reclaiming that hour to stare at donuts, okay? I'm also just thinking about other really simple little hobbies that I haven't really given myself a chance to do. And that word hobbies is so loaded. It's like, as a mom of a toddler and a business owner, like, am I even allowed to have hobbies? I'm not sure, but I'm gonna just have them anyway. And my puzzles is one of those. And I want to get back to cooking. I haven't really cooked anything in a while. I made tuna macaroni salad a couple nights ago and I was like, whoa, really jumping back into things here. And I was proud of myself because I boiled water to make pasta in the microwave. I don't know if you've ever done that. I made pasta in the microwave for the first time ever. So you're not going to hear from me again till September. But what I recommend you do in the meantime, if you're like, I'm really missing the podcast, there are like 215 episodes. You can go back and listen to any of them at any time. They're all there. And if you have favorites, you can listen to them again. I think pretty much everything on the topic of public speaking has been covered on the podcast, on the topic of speaking up, on the topic of overcoming your fear. There's just so much here. You can go back and listen to every episode again. And if in the process you discover there's something I haven't covered, please email me. You can email me if you want to just tell me you discovered a new hobby and you carved out time in your week, and I will definitely be cheering you on for that. My email is angela@speakersisterhood.com. And I'm probably not going to be posting very much on social media over the summer either, because I don't know, I'm kind of over social media. Does anyone else feel this way? Like, sometimes I just will scroll mindlessly before bed because I'm like taking back my time when I do that. I'm like, I know I should be sleeping right now, but I'm going to stare at my phone for 10 minutes and really get back at everybody who stole my time from me today. I don't know. But I never feel good after I look at anything on social media. I feel like it's actually just a humongous waste of time. So I'm not going to be posting very much there. Probably not going to be on there very much either. But I'm going to try to keep up with my newsletter and post about different things going on with me in the summer, and maybe post some of my favorite podcast episodes if you're looking for which ones, you know, you might want to listen to. If you're not subscribed to the mailing list yet, definitely do that. Go to speakersisterhood.com and scroll down on the homepage and you can sign up for our mailing list. And we'll be rolling out more new programs. I know Speaker Sisterhood Express came out a few months ago. It's been a huge hit. We've had lots of inquiries for the waiting list for our next Speaker Sisterhood Express Club. If you've been thinking about joining Speaker Sisterhood and to become a better speaker and you want to do it in an expedited manner, you can join our Express Clubs, which run for 6 months. Or if you want to get started and just go at your own pace and check out one of our self-paced clubs, you can go to speakersisterhood.com and click on the club directory and you can check out any club anytime as a guest. They're a lot of fun. The feedback I always hear is that's so much different than what I was expecting. It's not as scary as you might think. And it's actually a lot of fun. And it's transformational in so many ways beyond becoming a better public speaker. So Speaker Sisterhood will be here for you all summer. We'll continue to offer our programs. And we look forward to helping you out if you are interested in learning more about what we do and enrolling as a speaker sister. So I think that's it for now. I just wanted to like come out and say hi and say bye for right now. And I hope you give yourself the gift of time this summer and, you know, just be good to yourself. Because if you don't, who will, you know? I think the better you can treat yourself, the more you expect from those around you, and the better quality of life you have. Because it all starts with saying yes to yourself first, and then everything else shifts. So I guess that's all I wanted to say today. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in September. Bye!